This podcast is brought to you by Howie's Store. Save 50% on restaurants, hotels, and more. To order, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We are getting new details about a possible 9/11 style commission that would scrutinize the administration's response to the coronavirus outbreak.
Who the hell's behind this?
Congressman Adam Schiff.
I recognized your foul stench when I was brought on board.
He announced this morning that this is an idea that he has.
I have an idea.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Like, why did DeSantis do what he did? Why did Georgia wait so long? It's because they were listening to President Trump. They were watching Fox News. They were listening to Rush Limbaugh. And they were following conservatives on Twitter or social media.
And how do you explain this?
We cannot shut down because of undue fear. We're better off not closing larger events. You don't get this disease by walking into an arena where someone else in that arena has.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
I've had a fever. You've had a fever. But 102, 103, 103 plus. And it was like somebody was beating me like a pinata.
You better watch your microaggressions, bro.
It was one of the, I'm telling you, I was hallucinating. My dad was talking to me.
I see dead people.
You're on what? You're on day two?
You came to me in a dream. You had on a very interesting ballet outfit, and you were waving a wand, and then you spun around and you danced away.
Well, that's there's a lot of metaphoric reality in that one.
Your family is strange.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Can you explain why you're still in the race and what this path is that you see?
Last I heard, people in a democracy have a right to vote for the agenda that they think can work for America.
They don't like you. I don't like you.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
When is Chris Cuomo going to get his Presidential Medal of Freedom, or maybe the Congressional Medal of Honor? He's so courageous. He had a temperature of 102. Wow. How do you do it? And do you really want to hear about anybody else's dreams? Seriously. You know, I had a dream too. You know what I had a dream? I dreamed I was driving into New York like I have a million times. And you know, I was driving over a bridge and I looked down and you know what the name of the plaque on the bridge said? Tappan Zee. As it has for my entire life, Tappan Zee. Didn't say Mario Cuomo. That's the dream I want to talk about, okay? And incidentally, who was that was talking about how everybody had to go to the movies or go into the sporting events at Madison Square Garden or wherever? Was that Rush Limbaugh, or was that Mayor Bill de Blasio, formerly of Cambridge? And then, of course, there was Adam Schiff, formerly of Framingham. Again, it always comes back. It always comes back to Massachusetts, doesn't it? 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show today, as every day. And I hope you're coping with the 30 days in the hole, as Humble Pie once sang. I hope it's only 30 days in the hole here. 844-500-4242. We have a lot to get to today. We have a lot of guests. We're going to have the congressman from Wisconsin who succeeded Paul Ryan. His name is Brian Stile. And he filed legislation to claw back the $25 million that the Kennedy Center got. As well he should. It's not going to go anywhere, but I like it. I like the idea. As you know, also, the bad news today is 6.6 million more people filed for unemployment this week after a little over 3 million filed last week. So there's 10 million people out of work. 10 million people in the United States out of work. Not one of whom works for the University of Massachusetts, the Massachusetts Port Authority, or the shuttered courthouses in the state of Massachusetts. There's a caller late in Rush's show just about a half hour ago, a woman, and she was saying, I don't understand this. You know, everybody I know is, worrying about their jobs, worrying about paying the rent, worried about putting food on the table, and all the public workers are just enjoying a vacation. Not the first responders, the cops, the firefighters, et cetera, or the people who work in hospitals. They're not really public sector. But the hacks, are they being laid off? When do the layoffs begin for them? And I talked to somebody who works in one of the public sector agencies, got some people working for him, and so he said, well, you know, you've had 2 weeks off, okay? You've had a two-week vacation. Can you at least take some online training? You're getting paid. Can you take some online training? And they grieved him. The union filed a grievance against him. They don't have the computers to undergo that. What about taking care of their kids? Et cetera. You know what else I heard today? This is Massachusetts News. One of the people who was at that hearing in front of the SJC to release all the inmates in the county jails. This is a lawyer who's pretty good, and he was trying to read the tea leaves. He thinks there's a good chance that they're going to let all these prisoners out. This one facility, there's about 500 people in there. Under the guidelines they've set up, they would have to release 300 people. So again, here's the situation we're in now in the United States of America, in where most people live now in the United States. If you go outside and you're on one of these lockdowns or stay-at-home orders, you could be theoretically arrested and thrown in jail as a law-abiding citizen who leaves the house. And at the same time, all the woke public defenders and the woke, in many cases, prosecutors and DAs who were elected with George Soros money over the last couple of years, they want, in the interests of safety, for people who've committed crimes and who don't have jobs, and most of them are drug addicts or alcoholics or both, they want to release them for their safety onto the street. They have nowhere to go. They have no source of income, but they want them to be released for their safety. While you, if you go outside, you could theoretically be locked up, even though you haven't committed any crimes. 844-500-4242. 781 says all the public sector employees are the ones who keep saying Charlie Parker is doing a great job. Stay home, stay safe. Yeah, because none of them will lose their pensions, retirements. It's our jobs. Yeah, how about these people? How about Bill Gates? Bill Gates wants a 10-week cut, 10-week shutdown of the whole entire United States of America. 10 weeks. Easy for him to say. He's worth how much? He's worth more than Bloomberg. He's worth $100 billion, something like that. Larry David, he says anybody who doesn't believe in having a shutdown, a month or 2 months, is an idiot. Again, very easy for Larry David to say that. He was the executive producer of Seinfeld. That's where the real money is in TV, you know. Executive producer, especially if you have a show like Seinfeld, where he's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. It's a little different if you're not Bill Gates or Larry David. If you live paycheck to paycheck, I thought the Democrats were concerned about people who lived paycheck to paycheck. I thought they were concerned about the working class. How many times does Bernie Sanders or AOC talk about the working classes, working men and women, working people? But they don't seem to have too much sympathy for them losing their jobs and being cooped up in their house. 10 million unemployed now. 844-500-4242. We do have some more Joe Biden cuts. There was nothing new yesterday, but I went through. I decided to write another column updating for the Herald on updating some of his stuff. So I went back and I pulled some more cuts. There was a lot of comic gold when in his interview with Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, one of those guys. Oh man, are they
Jimmy Fallon?
are they mediocre or what?
Jimmy Fallon's less than mediocre. Kimmel is mediocre.
I can't tell them apart. They both suck.
Kimmel is sometimes funny. That's how you tell them apart.
Life is too short, Taylor, to be wasting my time watching people who are sometimes funny. And especially when they have the same first name as somebody who is never funny. And I might get confused and be watching the one who's never funny. Ugh. Horrible. And they don't look like they even took a shower. I know they're doing the show from home and all that, and you know, from their basement. But I mean, could you at least like step into the shower? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He's New England's talk radio king. He's Howie Carr.
Hi, this is John in the People's Republic of Amherst, Massachusetts.
This is Heather from Litchfield, Maine.
This is Kent, Wichita, Kansas, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Welcome to tonight's show, At Home Edition Monologue. This is very exciting. Joe Biden is my guest tonight. He's actually pretty spry for 77. For example, he's going to Zoom with me tonight. That's right, Biden's been campaigning from home, but it's a little awkward. Every day he shakes hands with his wife, Jill, and asks where she's from.
Okay. Coronavirus sent the markets into a tailspin. Who knows what the future holds? In a time when nothing is certain, do what I do. Trust Orion Metals Exchange. Give them a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. Now more than ever, you need to diversify. Call them today at 1-800-912-2300. You'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which are you more concerned about, getting the virus or losing your job?
Losing my job.
Who's going to fire you?
I have jobs.
Oh, and, yeah, other jobs.
And plus, I mean, I have to rely on, income coming in to the company. So I'm at risk. What do you think? I'm a court officer at some district courthouse. Think I'm some hack judge or clerk magistrate making $155,000 a year for life?
Just saying, if it came to it, who tells you you're fired from your own show?
It doesn't, if you own your own business, it doesn't really. If you don't get any gigs, Taylor, you're out of business as a Frank Sinatra wannabe, aren't you?
I just sing his songs. I don't sing like him, but yes. 56% say they're more concerned about getting the virus.
Oh, my God. I think that will change as time goes on here. 844-500-4242. I keep hearing from people say they love the Biden stuff. They can't get enough of the Biden stuff. You lead with your best stuff. It's like Jimmy Kimmel, Fallon, whatever. They have a monologue, right? Do they still do the monologue first every night? They lead with the funny stuff or the purportedly funny stuff, right? So we do the same thing here at the Howie Carr Show. Only our stand-up comic is a guy who has trouble standing up. And that would be Joe Biden. So he was in the Senate for how many years? 36 years, maybe 36 years in Congress. And so you'd think he would know the name of the Defense Production Act, wouldn't you? You would think incorrectly. Cut two.
This is the President of the United States. Back a while ago, Jimmy, I said he should invoke what this National Defense Act that's out there, this Defense Production Act is called.
Really? What's it called again, Joe? Cut three.
And we need to move quickly to get that done. He has the power to do it under the act that I just referenced to.
Okay. You know, one thing about Joe Biden, he's a Renaissance man. He couldn't spell Renaissance. He's not really clear what the Renaissance was, where it was, but he's a Renaissance man. He's not just a policy geek, a wonk. he's into the finer things of life, like Irish poetry, because he really is of Irish descent, even though he came out of the Welsh coal mines, or at least he did at one time or another. But he likes Irish poets. Cut four.
I want to see you quoted, is it Yeats? Or does a poet? Or
It could have been Yeats, or it could have been Seamus Heaney. It could have been a number of Irish poets.
Seamus Heaney? Is he any relation to Seamus Heaney? Seamus Heaney? You know, come on. Joe, you're a professional Irishman. You should at least be able to remember the last name of these poets you've never read but claim to love. Let's try it again. Cut five.
I find a lot of solace in poetry. There's a great poem that was written by Seamus Heaney, who recently passed away, an Irish poet.
Recently passed away in 2013. Or that's Seamus Heaney. I don't know when Seamus Heaney died. He could have died of the virus 2 days ago. How do I know? 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And it's important to reach out to people who are cooped up in a nursing home, like Joe is cooped up in a nursing home, just waiting every day for 4:30 when the guy in the white coat brings around the tapioca pudding, right? So you reach out to those people, right? Right, Joe? Cut six.
I get calls from people. Would you call my mom? Would you call my uncle? Would you call? It's just people, you know. I when I started to run for office.
Christopher, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Christopher.
G'day, Howie. I'm calling from Poland. I managed to get out a while ago because I needed to spend time with my girlfriend. I didn't know when I could come back. Things are just so fundamentally terrible here, and I think that this is just going to be a depression because people wanted to overreact, get all these people to lose their jobs, and now we're all going to suffer for it.
I agree. Where are you calling from, Christopher?
Poland. So I Cambridge in early March because my girlfriend lives in Krakow, and I decided that if I didn't go soon, I'd have to come 6 months later. So I got out. I'm with her now. So we're living in an apartment with her sister and her sister's fiance. Her parents are now out of work. They're nearing retirement age. These are people who lived through communism, and now they've got to face this. I've got to support them, which I'm happy to do because I have the means to do it. But there are just so many people around the world. I called my grandmother in Australia yesterday. She's 82. She lives in a retirement village. They're all cooped up inside. They can't do anything. They canceled grocery deliveries for a lot of them. It's just so bad. And I'm not saying that it's bad when people die from coronavirus, but you're going to have 100 times more people suffer than will die from the disease because of the way they're managing it.
Someone just texted me, Christopher, and I admit I thought of it too. What happens when this coronavirus comes back in the fall? Is the whole country going to shut down again? Is this the new normal? You shut down when you get a virus? We never shut down for the Spanish flu. We never shut down for the swine flu or Ebola. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Seamus Heaney. You know, there's only one Heaney that I can remember in fact or fiction. And several of the texters have mentioned it. And it's Mr. Heaney from the old show Green Acres. And he was the one who was always trying to swindle Eva Gabor and her husband, Oliver Douglas, or Eddie Albert, whatever his name was. And his name, Mr. Heaney. And of course, that brings us full circle back to Biden, because Green Acres was a spinoff of Beverly Hillbillies and Petticoat Junction.
And that's Uncle Joe, he's a moving kind of slow at the junction. Petticoat Junction.
That's right. That's Uncle Joe. He's a moving kind of slow. But somehow, he's become unstuck in time, and it's just Heaney, it's Green Acres, Petticoat Junction. maybe he's going to, the next interview he's going to be given with Noah Trevor, or whatever his name is, the other guy from the late night shows that nobody watches. Maybe he's going to talk. Noah, I go to my, I take a few laps in the cement pond every day at my house here. All right. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Howie. Thank you. So I just wanted to let you know that some of the public service employees are working hard. I was in Boston today, and everywhere I went, I saw tickets on cars on empty streets.
Wait a second. I thought didn't Marty Walsh have a prime time address a couple of weeks ago, and he said they were going to lay off the tickets? They're back out again?
Howie, I'm not kidding you. He talks about mixed messages from Trump. The street is completely empty. I see a truck that's a mechanical engineer. He's got a ticket on. That's not a driver now taking pictures of all these cars. Not the streets on it. I can see if it's like a residential area. These are empty streets. There's like maybe three cars on the street, and two or three of the cars have tickets on them.
Are these flyers? Are these the orange, the traditional orange meter made issues? Or are they flyers? Could they be some kind of flyers for a restaurant offering takeout?
Well, I'm just concerned about the meter maids getting virus walking around in the streets, how they're getting exposed.
That's very thoughtful of you, John, to be concerned. We all are concerned about that. They should be self-quarantining, all the meter maids. You're definitely right about that, John. Thank you. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
Yeah, three quick things if I can, Howie. First, Jimmy Fallon's joke about Joe Biden having to introduce himself to his wife every morning.
Yeah.
That may be a little more truth than not, I'm afraid.
Good humor has a basis in truth. That's what makes it work, right?
That's right. Another thing is I think the whole country took him to his word and went out and bought a shotgun. And that's a fact.
You are absolutely correct about that. We're trying to find out what's going on with the gun shops in Massachusetts. There still seems to be a lot of confusion. We're going to have a lawyer on later in the show from Worcester County, and he says he's going to file a suit against the governor and against Mara Healey, claiming that they have no right under the Constitution to shut down the gun shops. If you didn't hear us late in the show last night, we talked to the owners of Cape Gunworks down in Hyannis, and they're getting all these mixed messages. One day it's okay for them to be open, and the next day they strike the language, the paragraph in the order defining essential and non-essential businesses, and they say the gun shops can't remain open. And I asked them, well, wait, you supply the local police departments down on the Cape. So can you still sell to them? And they said, yeah, we're still selling to them. And I said, but you can't sell to me? And they said, yeah. And, you know, after the show, I was driving home and I thought, I think this is what the Second Amendment is all about. The founding fathers couldn't have envisioned coronavirus, but they envisioned a time when the authorities could get their hands on firearms and ammo, and the citizens couldn't. And that's why we have a Second Amendment. I don't mean to, you know, overly dramatize it and say there's going to be a revolution or anything, but I think this is a rather dangerous situation where you're saying that that it's not necessary for people to have firearms. And again, there are more people applying to get guns now than ever before, even more so. I think the gun shops never thought they were going to have better months than those leading up to the 2016 election, say September, October of 2016, when people thought Hillary Clinton was going to be elected. And she was running around the country basically saying she was going to appoint justices to the Supreme Court who were going to repeal the Second Amendment. That's what that reference to D.C. versus Heller was, the court case decided by the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court. People got it, you know? Us credulous boomer rubes, we can hear a dog whistle when they blow one. Thanks for the call, Lee. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hello, Howie. How are you?
Good.
Listen, Holly, I can't believe, I mean, you are a sharp guy, and you haven't exposed what's really going on here yet. I'm hoping you will. But nobody wants to dig deep and go under the scratching of the surface and see that who's behind this whole thing, okay? In the Herald this week, we had two reports, one from the World Bank, one from the Federal Reserve Bank, which a lot of people think is still part of our government. I'm sure you can explain to them after that it's not. Now, what I'm saying is the people behind this are the globalists, the one world government. They've tried everything they can to get rid of Donald Trump.
I know, you know, they're saying flat out, we're all socialists now, and that this proves that money is no object, that we can just print more money if we have a problem like this. Yeah, but you know, the problem is if we print this money, we're going to get inflation. I mean, there's no two ways about it. And this is this. We had a vibrant economy, and it really made me sad. It's made me sad the last couple of days to hear Trump at his press conferences referring to the economy as being the greatest in American history in the past tense. Like, you know, even if this ended tomorrow, it would take months, if not longer, to get the economy back to where it was. I mean, just my own little business here. We were looking at the best numbers we'd ever had. The show was packed with ads. We were doing great. We had cheap bastard deals coming in all the time. All the restaurants, the inns, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, we still got it. We're doing okay, but you know, it took so long to build it up and to get through the malaise of the Obama Biden years, or the O'Biden Obama years, as he calls it. And now we're plunged back into this. It's very depressing. I don't know, John. You know, I don't know how great a conspiracy that I buy into, or which conspiracy theory I think is most likely, or if it's just bad luck. I mean, you know, human existence is a enterprise fraught with peril, and this is just we're just down on one of those downhill slides. 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call, John. Ronnie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Hey, thank you for taking the call, Howie. On a lighter note, one of the silver linings I've found in staying at home is how much I've delighted in seeing these late night talk show hosts exposed, because without their army of writers and support staff, they are suffering through these home broadcasts. I mean, it is so cringeworthy bad. And the way they've been exposed for the unfunny, uncreative zeros when they're forced to rely on their own ideas and personality in real time, it's been amazing how bad all of them are.
Ronnie, are you Ronnie? I don't watch them. I haven't watched anybody for years. But are you telling me they're not quite as terrible as I've been seeing them in their interviews with Joe Biden when they're actually wearing a coat and tie and they're in New York or L.A. or wherever they do these shows from? They're somewhat moderately entertaining, because they sure weren't entertaining with Joe Biden.
Howie, in these you know, home podcast episodes, they look terrified and they're sweating and they are just really just plodding their way through. I mean, from Samantha Bee to Kimmel to Fallon to all of them. I mean, they are suffering. It reminds me of election night when all the anchors were suffering through their broadcast with the announcements. Like, that's exactly what they're like, having to do their show on their own. And it shows how, like, you could take a guy like Bill Burr and just give him an iPhone 3 and say, make a special, and it'd make you laugh your ass off. And these people that are so-called the funniest people in America just are awful when they're by themselves. It's been the one bright side I've enjoyed staying at home, and thank you for the time, Howie.
Thanks, Ronnie. Do you agree with that, Taylor? You watch these people a little bit more than I think I do, certainly than
I
do.
Oh, no, I don't watch any of these guys. I watch old Johnny Carson reruns.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to say, you know, I almost dated myself by saying I haven't watched anybody since
Jack
Johnny
Carr.
Carson. No, John. Okay. No. If I was a good little boy, my Uncle Ray would let me stay up and watch Jack Parr about once every 2 months. But I never saw Steve Allen. I talked to Steve Allen a couple of times, but I never saw him on the show. But Johnny Carson was the guy I went to, and I wasn't a big Jay Leno fan either, actually. I watched him a few times, but not I just ugh, they don't These guys, I, you know what? I think Ronnie's probably right, though, that they're really, really bad now because they don't have writers. 844-500-4242. Johnny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah, Howie, for the first time in my life, I'm truly disgusted with this country, especially the federal government. You know, not the federal government as much as the state government, the way Charlie Baker is just flip-flopping. And I have my American flag that I got when I came back from Afghanistan. It's my battle flag that we flew, and I have it hung upside down outside my house. I'm just disgusted with the way this country is handling things. We've purposely just T-boned our economy.
I know. It's CYA, though, Johnny, wouldn't you say? I mean, everybody's trying to cover their rear ends here. They don't want to be second-guessed.
You know what? If you're a woman in Massachusetts and you're under the age of 50, you're more likely to get groped by Charlie Baker's kid than you are to get coronavirus.
Oh, man. That's I can't really dispute that from a statistical point of view. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Hi, this is Cindy from Osterville, Massachusetts.
This is Brett Rock from Dunstable, Massachusetts.
This is Amy in Lisbon Falls, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242 at this time each week on Thursday in the last segment of the first hour. We're joined by Kevin Frisbee, the financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show, to discuss the financial situation. And, of course, this is a good time to be talking to him. Kevin, where do you want to start today?
Hey, Howie, boy, what a dramatic few months, really. We could go every single day and talk about something new. So, I mean, the jobless numbers is a place to start, I guess. 6.6 million. It was more than two times what the expected number was this morning. You're right. I heard you earlier in the show. 10 million plus jobs lost in 2 weeks' time.
It's terrible. It's terrible. You know, I think a lot of people, though, are asking, and I don't know if you can give us any insight into it, who's going to get these checks? There seems to be a lot of confusion about who's going to get the checks. If you have to ask for the check or file for the check, if you're retired, do you get a check? How is it? Do you have any understanding how it's going to work? Have you sorted it out yet?
I do. You asked me that last week, and I went and did some research on that. So it should be pretty simple. Anybody that ever files taxes, as long as they don't go above the income threshold of $75,000 for an individual. $75,000.
Yes. Okay,
$75,000. For an individual, $150,000 for a household.
Okay.
And above that, you're phased out for every $1,000. You get deducted $25 or $50 from that stimulus check. Here's the big question I get asked a lot of times. You asked me this last Thursday. How about people on Social Security? The answer is yes. It's automatic. Even if they haven't filed taxes for the last several years, if they haven't made enough money and they are on Social Security, they're going to automatically get a stimulus check.
Okay, so those people don't have to call you. Who has to call you to find out where they stand in getting a check, which is especially necessary because, you know, 10 million people have lost their jobs in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, again, I'm concerned about the numbers, obviously, and people losing their jobs, but the package they put together with the extended federal unemployment benefits, in addition to the state benefits, is going to help people out. And they didn't really give a long an end timeline of that federal unemployment benefits. So I think they're going to do enough to shore that up so that people can get paid and pay their rents, pay their mortgages, those type of things. People that want to call us, here's where we can help people. If you have investments and you don't know where to turn or what to do with your investments, we're the people to call, and we can kind of guide you through, and we can do phone consultations with you. You don't have to come and meet us, particularly for the shutdown for the next month. People want to do that, Howie. They can reach us at the 800 number, which is 1-800-989-9100.
Okay, so give us that number again.
The number, Howie, is 1-800-989-9100. And you don't have to be here in the state of Maine. I happen to be in Dover, Foxcroft right now meeting some clients. You can be anywhere in New England where you listen to the show. We can consult you and figure out what what, you know, where to look at and what investments to look at within your portfolios.
And what's your web address, Kevin?
Web address, Howie, is frisbeebenefits.com. Frisbee spelled IE benefits with an S.
Okay, and what's the status with small businesses? I keep hearing if small businesses and bigger businesses too don't lay anybody off, they can get a relief package or a loan or whatever from the government. But if you lay people off, you can't get the money. Is that how it works?
That's what it sounds like, and I read it as this: is if you have a small business, they want to keep employees on the payroll, so you actually can go apply for a loan that can be forgiven. As long as you don't lay those people off. If you've laid people off already, you can also go apply for that loan and then bring them back as employees and still have that forgiven and not have to pay that loan back.
And how much is the loan up to? $100,000, right?
Yeah, something like that. Depending on the size of the business, I understand. So if you have 100 employees, it's going to be a bigger number, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know, I'm noticing in the industries that I work in, they're talking about, quote-unquote, furloughing people. And it just seems that they're saying they're going to furlough them. But I got a feeling they're never coming back. But the businesses are just looking to get that free money from the federal government. Is that your analysis of that situation with these furloughed employees?
That sounds exactly like what you just said, Howie. I mean, they're going to look for free money from the government and then never hire those people back. The issue is, people, you know, we assume we get over this by the end of April. What happens if we, you know, people don't go back out shopping right away?
Right. Right. It takes time. It took time to come back from 9/11.
It's going to take time.
What's the number one more time? Give us the number.
1-800-989-9100, Howie.